Welcome to the Antioch Christian Ministries podcast. We hope you enjoy this message from Pastor Jay Armalee.
We're going to do something a little differently today. I'm going to pass the mic off to Pastor Gary. You're going to hear from three of us in basically 10-minute segments, and we're just going to share our heart and kind of let you know our thoughts from 2020 and really some thoughts going into 2021. And then next week, being January the 3rd, I believe, we're breaking into 2021. So again, thank you guys, and I'm going to invite Pastor Gary up, and I'm going to get the pulpit. We're short-staffed here. There's not many of us around, so we're doing multiple jobs. So why don't you guys say hello to Pastor Gary as she come on. She comes up. You can text that in and say, good morning, Pastor Gary.
Well, good morning, Antioch. It's good to see everybody. I was on my phone. It's still challenging to be able to worship and enter into the Lord and see everybody's names come up on the live streaming, but it's wonderful that we live in a day and age when we can actually do that. And so, bless you. I pray that you had a wonderful Christmas. And I just want to share my thoughts on what I sensed the Lord did in 2020 and what I see coming in 2021. I want to start with this promise that the Lord's given us that I think is going to be very relevant in this upcoming year. In Jeremiah 29:11-14, the Lord says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity." I think all of us feel like we're a bit in captivity right now, but it is going to come to an end. And we praise God for that. But while we're going through this, God has some plans for us. It's been a year of much change and many challenges in the natural. Yet, in the realm of the Spirit, God has been doing a deep work in those who are willing to listen to what He's saying. God has given us hope. We're a people of hope. And God has promised us a future. And how can we not have a future when we have Jesus? Amen? I personally have found 2020 to be a year of seeking His face and drawing closer to Him. He's been speaking to me throughout the whole year to draw closer, that there's realms in His spirit realm that I have never known, and He wants me to find out what He has for me. I feel like, you know, we see the beautiful Christmas presents under a tree on Christmas morning, and they're all wrapped up so beautifully. Well, I see in the spirit realm that the Lord has incredible, incredible gifts for us in 2021 if we're willing to sit with Him and hear Him and unwrap them, because He's got so much for us. Just looking, I like to look back at the teachings we had over this last year. And so I want to just start with one that Pastor Jay preached out of the book of Nehemiah about choosing to arise and build. And that was in February, before all this really hit hard. What a key word he brought for 2020. I don't believe he even had an inkling of what he was releasing at the time. It was a prophetic foreshadowing of the assignments that would come against us in the months to come to discourage us and to stop us from building. Nehemiah's heart was moved upon when he heard that the survivors were in great distress or great pain, great anxiety and affliction, sorrow and everything else that comes with that, and that there was great reproach among them, or disappointment even, and displeasure. The walls of Jerusalem were totally destroyed, leaving them open to enemy attack. Little did we know the assignments that would be launched against the body of Christ to stop us from building. You know, the enemy was busy turning us on each other. And if he could have, he would have divided. And so we say, thank you, Lord, for the unity. I just want to point out a couple of things I came across in my reading today. I looked up the meaning of the word 2020, or the year 2020. And I know we've had different definitions from the actual Hebraic words. But this I came across, and I thought this was very interesting. 20 symbolizes the cycle of completeness. It is connected to a perfect period of waiting, labor or suffering that is compared to a trial, which when walked through brings reward. Jacob waited 20 years and got his wives and property and then was released from Laban, his father-in-law. 2020 was a year of trial. It was a year of testing. It was a year of waiting, and for many, a year of great distress. It brought some division in the body of Christ as to what was really happening. And so there was opportunity for offense. It's been a year of learning to forgive on levels we never thought we'd have to, with people we love dearly. 2020 was a year of finding his peace in the middle of a storm. It was a year of learning to deal with the lifestyle of quietness that we've not known, but our forefathers did. It was a year of finding the true meaning of family again, togetherness. It was a year of laying down our idols of extreme busyness and probably extreme affluence, traveling and all the other things that comes when a country has affluence, and instead stepping into a place of rest. Hope was another topic that was covered extensively because there was such hopelessness all around us. And for us, church family, we're a house of hope. The key scripture Pastor Jay released was Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So hope was released over and over again. We also looked at John 15, which was a huge key for 2020 and will be an even greater key, I believe, for 2021, and that's staying attached to the vine. So looking forward to the year 2021, not only do we see the number 20 of passing through a test and coming into completeness being there, but it is the year that the Holy Spirit, if given a chance, will form Jesus Christ in us on a brand new level. So let me ask you this, church. So what if we look at the whole aspect of being in a lockdown in a different perspective? Let's look at it in a different perspective. What if we think of it as learning to change our focus by looking at Jesus and putting the world, the flesh, and the devil in a lockdown and letting our identity in Christ and our identity in the kingdom grow daily because we're seeking his face. Just maybe if we did this, the enemy's assignment would soon disappear. 2021, the number one symbolizes God and his supremacy. God is still in control. Nothing has changed in his kingdom. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It stands for unity. And that caught my attention because I thought, Lord, the body of Christ is moving towards unity. It was a hard plow in the beginning of 2020 when this all unfolded. But now that we recognize what you're really calling us to, Lord, we say thank you, Lord, because 2021, the church is coming into an incredible level of unity. It is a symbol also of God's incredible gift of his son Jesus, who paid the price for our sins in full. By dying on the cross, we have been completely forgiven. Just in closing, I want to just share a part of Psalm 33:13-22. From heaven, the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place, he watches all who live on the earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those who hope in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and to keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. So as we step into 2021, we will walk into new levels of forgiveness for one another and find ourselves being instruments of healing where relationships have been damaged or severed. May a unity come into the body of ACM that would be a testimony to the incredible love of Jesus Christ. May we live out John 17, that they all will be one as we, Father, are. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. That was good. All right. I got 10 minutes. Clock is starting. So one of the things I want to share as we look at 2020, 2021, crisis is an accelerator and a revealer. Let me explain that. Whenever you go through something like a crisis, like a pandemic, and I was thinking about, you know, I don't know, Andrea and Ryan, if you guys pick words. Do you guys ever pick words for the new year? I hope nobody picked last year the word pandemic for their year. And I really hope if you have that word, don't ever get it again. But I, you know, I've been praying about my word for 2021. I don't even remember what my word was. I think I got distracted. I might not even have picked one, to be honest with you. But I do know this, that what we expected for 2020 was obviously different. And that crisis, anytime you go through a crisis in your life, it will reveal and it will accelerate things. So if you have a crack in your foundation, it will reveal that crack and it will accelerate what that crack is doing. Another way to think about it, when I was doing pottery in high school, you know, they always taught us that we had to, squish the clay, and we had to get all the bubbles out of it, because if you have any bubbles in your clay and you stick it in the heat, it usually shatters your pot, as well as any type of impurity in the paint or the coating that you use. And so what happens is that fire literally accelerates or brings to the surface the impurity that's in there. And I think for a lot of us, you know, a couple other examples for acceleration, you know, a lot of us had accelerations of growth in our stomachs during COVID. It revealed that some of us like to eat when we're in a lockdown, or maybe it reveals that there's nothing else to do in a lockdown, but we eat. It reveals, you know, I was thinking of simple things like 3 years ago when I went through a crisis of health, it accelerated my graying process. And I went from having a blonde beard to a gray beard, it seemed like overnight. And I think 2020 has accelerated my hair loss process from stress. And so it honestly accelerates whatever is in our life. And sometimes it accelerates good things, because things that we are already doing, all of a sudden we start doing better, or we pick up a hobby that we didn't know we had and we accelerate in that hobby. But I know this, I don't want to be discouraged, and I don't want you to be discouraged because of what was revealed in 2020. For the body of Christ that carries the Holy Spirit, this is actually a great time to look at where we've been, to see what was revealed. Maybe there are some cracks in the foundation of your marriage that got revealed. And you might be like, I'm so disappointed that that showed up. I know. That's okay there can be discouragement. But I want you even today to begin to go, you know what, 2021. And let's be honest, just because we flip a calendar year doesn't mean everything goes away. I learned that in 2020. So there will still be difficulties, but what can you do this year to restore and repair and renew your marriage? What can happen this year, if you found out there are some cracks in your marriage? What if you found out there were some cracks in your finances? What if you found out there were some revealing of some communication issues? Or, you know what, there are, we already knew that there was racial tension in Canada and America and throughout the world, but I think what happened was it was revealed to another level. And we could be discouraged by that, and it was a hard year to watch things unfold. It was both good, bad, and ugly. But what if we look at this and go, okay, what as a church we get to now restore? We get to start looking at how do we heal? How do we bring restoration to the body of Christ? How do we bring restoration and reconciliation when there's racial tension? How do we bring reconciliation when we disagree on things and medical terms and what's going on? I think there has to come a time right now that we begin to go, okay, I'm putting that aside right now so I can begin to bring healing to the nations. I wrote down that this is the year of the Holy Spirit. I think if we can, as a church, begin to hear the voice of Holy Spirit more accurately for ourselves even to begin with. I'm not going to read it, but I pulled up Matthew when it talks about, you know, you want to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye, well, get the plank out of your own eye first. To be honest, church, I think that's where we need to start. This was also the year of the mouth in 2020. I don't know how well as a church we can say, not the church, our church, but the church as a whole, how well we did by controlling our mouth. I want to say this, church. I want to start with us. And even as we do the cleanse, we're starting looking in so we can look up and then look out. That's Pastor Rod's, one of his lines that he loves to say. But I'll tell you, I think it needs to start with us and go, where, Lord, have you revealed that maybe I'm a little judgmental? Maybe I'm a little critical? Maybe I have some racial things that I need healed in my life. Where do I start? And I think if we can fall in love with Holy Spirit to a whole nother level in 2021, hear his voice, hear his discernment, and not always look out with it, but look in with it and go, Lord, what are you changing in 2020 in my heart? And I also want to remind you that this is also the year that I hope if you remember anything that I've personally said preaching, remember this, that you are the church. That you are the church. I am the church. Rod is the church. Pastor Gary is the church. Andrea is the church. We are the church. If you remember what I said, and it was a Holy Spirit-led moment, we are the church, I am the church, and our doors are wide open. That's why I'm not fearful right now that you can't be here, because it's actually interesting that we have more impact when we're spread out sometimes than we do when we're together. Don't get me wrong, I look forward to the day we come together. It's a biblical thing to do. It's a needed thing to do. It's a healthy thing to do. There's something about worshiping together that you can't experience, I don't think, at home when we're all together and the Spirit of the Lord is moving. But I also want us to remember every time that we leave the building, you're still the church. And in 2021, if we can begin to be the church, and I want you to think for a second. When the doors are open, what do you experience when you're at the church? Well, I hope you come to the front sometimes, you get healing. You encounter the presence of God. You get hope. You get encouragement. You get spiritual food that you can feed on for a week or longer. Well, you can be that to your neighbors. You can be healing to your neighbors. You can be spiritual insight to your neighbors. You can be spiritual food to your neighbors. You can be encouragement when nobody's encouraged. You can be the encouragement. You can be that weird guy on the street where everybody's like, man, they're always happy. I don't understand why, but they're always happy. That could be you. And you are the church. Amen. I want to read, turn your Bibles to Isaiah 58. More than ever before, and you're going to hear a lot from me in 2021, I believe it is time to rebuild. Like Nehemiah, and Pastor Gary was quoting from back in February, arise and build. It truly is. If we are going to see, I am convinced that if we are going to see a nation transformed and restored, it actually has to start with some very simple biblical foundations that we've lost. The words revival, reformation get thrown around a lot. We need a reformation. You know, that simple thing in Matthew where it says, Jesus is trying to teach his disciples, listen, stop pulling out plank or specks. Stop pulling out specks out of your neighbor's eye. You got a plank in your own eye. Those are simple biblical things that we have to get back to going, Lord, I've been looking at a lot of other people. What needs to come out of my own eyes? I think of so many just, it's easy to judge and we need to say, Lord, help us. You know, another thing is, the Bible says clearly, let your yes be yes and your no be no. I think back to the days I would hear where houses were sold on a handshake. Well, now it's hardly even good enough to have lawyers' papers drawn up. It's so hard to have truth come out. Well, what if we got back to letting your yes be yes? A handshake meant that my word is truth. Like, there are so many simple things and biblical things to walk through that we could get better at. And Isaiah 58 says this. I love verse 12. That's the one I want to focus on. I actually love the whole chapter, and I'm going to be talking about that in the near future. But Isaiah 58, 12. Those from among you. That's you. Those from among you. And if you actually follow Isaiah 61 and Isaiah 58, it talks about those that were broken, those that were weak, that get strengthened and rebuilt and encouraged. That's us. That's the church. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. I think of World War II, buildings blown apart, going back in. Sometimes when things are torn down, it's actually better because we can build them and we can create what God truly wanted. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. I'll tell you, right now there needs to be some generational things raised up. Things that we have lost. Things that we've lost sight of. Reformation. And you shall be called the repairer of the breach. Wouldn't it be beautiful if the church could lead the way in repairing the racial tension that's in the world right now? Wouldn't it be great if the church could arise and truly be healers of all the tension that's happening in the world right now? That would be beautiful. And the restorer of streets to dwell in, and that actually specifically talks about relationship with Jesus Christ, our relationship with our Savior. Wouldn't it be phenomenal if we began to see a restoration of people coming back to the Lord in 2021? Wouldn't the prodigals, the words that we've had over the years of prodigals returning home, prodigals mean those that have walked away, simply maybe got lost in their journey that need to come back home. Wouldn't it be fantastic if we could be ones to see the restoring of relationships, the restoring of streets to dwell in? I'm looking forward to 2021. I don't know if that means, I don't think it means that it's going to be an easy year necessarily, but I'm looking forward to seeing what the church will truly rise into and become. You know, we need to take back that word reset. It seems like a lot of church words have been stolen in 2020. And I remember talking about a reset, and that word has been hijacked, but it doesn't mean it has to stay that way. We as a body need to be reset. Our love needs to be turned back on. Our hope needs to be turned back on. And we need to see some restoration and renewing. Amen? All right, Pastor Rod's going to come up and close us out.
Well, I think you're going to notice a whole lot of re's. That seems to be a word's the starting anyways of this. Let me just, I know myself, I have to put a clock on. Is there? Okay, good. So even, you know, we talked a little bit about really last year. Pastor Gary did a great job really of focusing on 2020, and I don't think I'm going to go there specifically. I know that it was a special year. Let's just say that it was a year that, it was a year that at the very beginning of all of this, I was determined to say that I will have something new in my hand when 2020 is done. I will have learned something brand new when 2020 is done, and not just the fact of that I learned a lesson or I learned, but I wanted a new skill by the time 2020. Do you remember us talking about that in the beginning and to say, Lord, what is it you want to do? Because isolation is something that can be used for creativity, but I tell you, it's something that the enemy wants to come along and bring destruction from. But this year going in, I want to talk to you just a little bit about the grace of 2021. And I have five words, and I'm just going to go quickly through them. And I asked for one word, Lord, and He gave me five. So we'll see if we can do that. So that's 2 minutes a word, and we'll see how that works. John 1:14. I love this verse. And the Word became flesh, right, and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. I believe that 2021 is a year where we're going to see some restoration. We've talked about those things, and that's not even one of my rewords in this. But there is this year, 2020 really was the year of revealing, I believe, men's hearts, of people's hearts in this. But 2021 is a revealing of the heart of God. I believe in 2021 we are going to find that we will see the heart of God more and more and more. I love what Pastor Jay said about the year of Holy Spirit, of seeing Holy Spirit begin to move. And for me this year, I see Holy Spirit beginning to reveal the Father. To reveal the Father again to us, the heart of the Father. Pastor Gary was talking about really what that word in the Hebrew, that Aleph, which is the word for number one in there, it's talking about there's a Father component to it. That I believe that in this next season, see, when the Father walks in the room, everything changes. Have you ever noticed that? Even if you're in your own houses. I know that for me, I remember when my dad, I don't remember specifically what was going on, but there was either a storm or something. And I mean, sometimes, you know, you get those storms that it feels like the whole house is going to come down. You know, the lightning is like, you feel like it's just, you know, you can see it there, but then the thunder comes and it just shakes everything. And when you're young, you're just like, where is my father? You know, if dad's okay, everything's okay, right? That's kind of what happens in those times. And I remember my dad would work midnights. And so I remember, but he would do this thing. He would come in the door, and if you listened carefully, you could hear it. He'd come in the door, he'd put his lunch pail down right beside him, and then he would go basically either do whatever he was going to do. But he would come in, and that particular night, there was just so much going on that I was still up. And he goes off. I don't remember the exact time of him coming in. But as soon as he came in, could hear the back door open, could hear the lunchbox go down. I'm like, Dad's in the house. And off to sleep I go. You know, I feel like that is what is happening in 2021 for us. That there is this revealing of the Father and the heart of the Father. You know, this week I had a difficult thing happen. And this week a friend of mine had passed away. And it was so sudden. And it was something that I had not talked to this person in quite a long time. But he was one of the pastors that I had ministered with. And actually had passed away on Christmas Eve. And such a very difficult thing to happen in there. But this particular pastor, he was this person who introduced me to going after the awe and the presence of God to the fullest I could have ever imagined. This particular pastor is the one, and you've heard me talk about stories. Some of you know my stories, and I'll try not to repeat them this morning. But you know that I have actually experienced revival. I have been in a full-fledged revival. I have been, and this is the pastor that I experienced this with. We began to experience, to see on a regular weekly basis. You know, when you're in the midst of revival, you can't wait to get to church. You're just like so hungry. And when I say revival, I don't mean it's just all about me, because that's not what happened in this. What happened in this is that we saw so many people come to the Lord that this pastor had to turn to me and say, Rod, I know you're just, you know, you're here, you're helping, you're involved, but I'm going to need you to start a new Converse course, new Converse class. In fact, we're going to have to fill them up beforehand. And we just had week after week after week of those rooms being filled with people that had come to the Lord. The church grew massively, and it grew so quickly that we found ourselves going, help, Lord, because we didn't fully know what to do. We went, the church grew so fast that it grew almost, it felt like instantaneously up to 600. Just bam, all of a sudden we were full. Because every single week we found that there was healings beginning to happen. God was doing these amazing things. And really, I put it this way, the Father was being revealed in our midst. It was just an unbelievable time. And so I spent some time this week kind of just thinking about that. And thinking about what it was like and those days, because my heart, my soul, my spirit, everything about me still hungers for to see a dynamic move of God. And I don't care what you call it, I just want to see a move of God. I want to see our country being transformed. I want to see our area being transformed. I want to see the words that have given to us, the words of life, coming to pass. And to me, it was, I wanted to sit there and recall and think. You see, in that moment when these things began to happen, not everybody liked revival. Not everybody liked what was going on, because there was a new wine that was being given out, and it didn't fit in the old crusty mindsets. Things had to change. I had to change the way I thought when I began to see these miracles begin to happen. When I began to feel, and this may sound a little strange to some of you, but when I felt the wind of the Holy Spirit in a physical way, as I've shared before, and I'm a person who went and looked for all of these air conditioning vents to make sure that wasn't with it, but I could feel it. I could put up my finger like this, and I could feel the blow, the presence of God. So the wind of God in those moments. And it wasn't just so that I could go, wow, that was the wind of God. It began to transform me. It began to change me. Because what happened is we began to fall up on our face and we recognize, that's my first word going through these, recognize. We recognize our need for God and for Him alone. All of us in this next season in 2021, we recognize, Lord, that we need You. We recognize that we need You to begin to move in our midst. The other next thing that began to happen, and I believe this is what will happen in 2021, is repentance began to happen. It was on a regular, in fact, I lived every day in repentance. But you know what? It wasn't like, oh, I'm such a terrible person. It was like, yes, Holy Spirit, you know what? Forgive me for that. That's got to change. Whoop, that came out of my mouth. Oh, you know what, Holy Spirit, forgive me for that. I am on a transformation. I am getting ready to change. Lord, I repent. I change the way I'm speaking. I change the what's going on. I don't want to think this way anymore. And I tell you, the more we got into the beautiful, rich, amazing presence of God, the more repentance began to happen. Come on, have you been there? Where all of a sudden you're just sitting there, and it's not, again, it's not this, I'm such a terrible. It is, Lord, you're just awed in His presence, and you begin with your mouth going, Lord, change my heart. So there is recognition, there is repentance. And then when this begins to happen, we saw a refreshing. Isaiah 43 and 19 talks about, behold, I am doing a new thing. Can you not see it? Or can you not perceive it? And then it says, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I declare over us right now that 2021 is going to see rivers come into deserts. Come on, those desert places, those difficult things, those things that are happening, we're going to begin to see the river of God. We're going to begin to see the move of God begin, the refreshing of God. I don't know about you, but I need a refreshing. I just need a refreshing. And you know what? As much as I like a holiday, as much as I like time off, as much as I like those things, as much as I like to be in my shed creating something, there's nothing like the refreshing presence of God. Nothing like this. And so this 2021 to me is hungering, saying, Lord, I recognize my need for You. Lord, I repent of those things that are in my life that shouldn't be there. Lord, I'm asking for refreshing. And then this fourth word is this. It is restoring. It is a restoring, a sense of restoration, if we're calling it there. And I call it this, the restoring of the guardians. And you might think that's a strange thing, but I've said this before years ago, that God wants to restore the guardians, and they are three in a sense of this way. There may be more, but His word is the guardian of our heart. He wants to restore the passion for His word. He wants to restore the passion for His Holy Spirit, because Holy Spirit is a guardian of our hearts. And then there is His envoys. There are God's envoys, which are our pastors, our apostles, our prophets, our teachers, and our evangelists, beginning to restore the way in which we think. I know that people often want to say to me, I want to kindle a friendship with you. And I get that, and I understand that, and I want the same thing too. But the truth is that rather than needing to have me in your life, and again, please don't misunderstand, it's not about me, but having a friend in your life, you need a prophet in your life. You need a pastor in your life. And I'm telling you, there is those moments when I know I don't want Pastor Gary, just we are friendly and we have a connection, but I need her to be an apostle in my life. I don't just need a friendship. I need Pastor Jay to be a pastor in my life. I need these things. And in this next season we are walking into, there is this last word, which is a rekindling of revival. And I know that that word means a lot of things to a lot of different people. But to me, revival simply means this. It means, Lord, here I am. Take all of me. Use me to change this world. And so here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask you just to close your eyes with me just for a second. Even if you're sitting at home, wherever, if you're watching this, even at a later time, just close your eyes right now. Holy Spirit, I just pray that you would begin, as Pastor Jay was saying, to rebuild. We offer ourselves to you right now. And if you don't want to say this, then please don't. But if you want to, then say this with me. Holy Spirit, I offer myself to you to rebuild. Holy Spirit, come. I recognize my need for you. Lord, today, show me where it is that I need to repent. For I need your refreshing. Lord, restore those guardians in my life, your word, Holy Spirit, and the envoys, the leaders that you have placed in my life. And Lord, rekindle once again that heart for the expectation of a move of God that transforms and changes. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Well, thank you for your time today. Thank you for being with us. I encourage you, even as Pastor Jay had said, that if you have some testimonies, please send them in. You can send them to Jay at antiochcanada.ca. And we just want to hear what God's doing, because I know that he's doing amazing things in our earth. Amen. Be blessed. Love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Antioch, you can visit us online at antiochcanada.ca.